Most of the people who buy from independent jewelry brands have the same kind of philosophy about shopping. They want that exceptional level of service. And it doesn't matter if you're selling $100 pieces of jewelry or $20,000 pieces of jewelry. It's your ability to connect with your customers and deliver this exceptional service that is going to make you money.
You're listening to Thrive by Design, business, marketing, and lifestyle strategies for your jewelry brand to flourish and thrive. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Thrive by Design podcast, episode 197. I am excited to be here today. Hey there, it's Tracy Matthews, Chief Visionary Officer over at Flourish and Thrive Academy. And I'm really excited because I am going to be talking about how to make money fast and how to bring money or bring cash into your business super fast. This came up because we were in San Francisco working with our SOS Accelerator students. And here's the thing, inevitably, as a creative mind, we come up against objections with money. There's something about being creative and making money that causes conflict in highly creative types. And it's a constant struggle and a constant work to actually move through it and move through that energy and get beyond our BS. Let's just put it that way. And as you know, many of you know who listen to this podcast, I started a new platform called Creatives Rule the World that is specifically designed to address this specific issue about the roadblocks that we have as creatives making money and how to step into the role of being the visionary for your company and build a company that doesn't rely necessarily on you to do all the work. And as creatives, the first thing I think that we want to outsource is the sales and marketing piece, because sales is uncomfortable a lot of times for right-minded thinkers. I don't know why. I personally love sales. I think sales is a really creative outlet selling is a really creative outlet to sort of put your energy. And I think that it's kind of fun to be able to connect with customers, because I guess maybe because I'm an extrovert, I'm not really sure, but I don't necessarily think it's an introverted or extroverted thing. I really think it's about you, and you've heard Robin and I talking about this before, about learning how to build relationships and coming at your sales approach in a casual way that doesn't feel pushy or slimy. And so this came up because a couple of designers were really focused on making their goals. And we were really excited to announce that 80% of the people in the room had a 20 to 1500% increase in sales over first quarter last year because of the work that we're doing with them. Now, not everyone had an increase, and there were different reasons for that. And so when we talk to people and try to get them out of their own way, you know, we're always working at the root of like, what's holding them back? Are they really putting their energy into the most important part of their business, which is bringing money in? And last week, I spoke about the 75% rule. If you haven't listened to episode 196, I highly recommend it because in my estimation, and I talked about this today, as I'm recording this, this morning I spoke at the Gold Conference here in New York City with the initiatives in arts and culture. I got really great feedback on my presentation and my talk because I had so many actionable takeaways. And the one thing that they were like, people's eyes sort of like blew up because Gwen Rickenbrod-Smith asked me a question because we were talking about this last night, about the 75% rule, that 75% of your time should be spent on sales and marketing activities that actually grow your business. And so many designers do not spend enough time doing this. And it's the reason why their businesses are suffering. So if you are ever in a moment where you're not getting sales, I want you to take a look at where you're actually spending your time and listen to episode 196 because it will really help you. So I wanted to kind of back up that episode with a little practice. I'm not going to give you all the details because this is really for insiders and we give them scripts and everything, but a little practice that if you can figure this out and do it the right way, can bring money into your business fast. We had some really great results, which I'm going to report in a moment, but this is really the crux of an intensive that we're hosting here at Flourish and Thrive Academy starting at the end of April called How to Train Your Customers to Buy from You Online. And I know that in this day and age of retail stores closing down, you know, I was walking down Bleecker Street, I think last week or the week before, when I was actually right before I left for San Francisco and I was going to do some shopping. And it's so depressing to me because all the stores that I used to sell to, all the stores that I used to love to shop from are all closed. And the only stores that are on that street, which was one of the best shopping streets in New York City for a very long time, are all big brands. So they're like corporately owned brands, publicly traded companies, and the kinds of brands that can afford the high rents. And the sad part, and this is the saddest part, and I hope the laws change at some point, is that landlords get this huge tax break for having an empty storefront if they own the building. And it's not cool. And it's something that is really devastating to consumers who actually want to buy product and actually want to try things on. And so there are still people buying from niche brands. And someone brought up the fact that Amazon owns 6% of retail these days. But I don't really think that that's something to worry about. You know, there was this big discussion about this at the Gold Conference today, because people who are buying from independent brands aren't buying jewelry on Amazon. So I don't think it's something to worry about. Like, unless they happen to find something. I know some of our retail partners and strategic partners here at Flourish and Thrive Academy actually do sell jewelry through Amazon, but it's not their number. They're sellers on Amazon, but it's not really, they're making money out of it, but it's not their number one driver of sales. So I honestly really don't think that that is something to look at and be worried about, even though Amazon is bringing in storefronts, because that kind of experience is not the personalized experience. It's not how people want to buy jewelry, because as we know, especially when you're moving more towards a higher touch product, people really want a personal experience. They want something that no one else has. They want something that you can't find on Amazon that is going to be really, really special. And so the premise of this workshop is to really train and attract those customers who want to buy from you. And we're going to be talking about some simple grassroots tactics that brought in over $25,000 worth of sales in less than 5 minutes. Even if you aren't doing this, I'm serious, you're leaving cash on the table. I'm going to talk a little bit about this today, the high level part of this, something that any of you can do today to actually make sales in your business. But more importantly, we're going to be developing a solid system for you to get sales every single week through your website or using your website as a tool, depending on your business model. And creating online promotions that actually work and build the know, like, and trust factor. I feel like that is something that people really struggle with. They're just sending out these newsletters with no focus, no call to action, no lots of words and text, and they're just newsletters. They aren't directive, and they're not telling people what to do next. And that is the key to successfully selling online. We're also going to be giving away the formula and template for beautifully designed emails that get massive clicks and sales, which I know is really exciting. And we're going to be giving you some ninja traffic driving strategies to rank higher and get more engaged prospects who are ready to buy, and the follow-up formula that generates cash 24/7. We're also going to be really diving deep into video story selling, which I think is pivotal in this day and age, creating video content. We'll also be giving you some plug and play templates to create community around your brand and get people sharing what you do like crazy to rock your next virtual promotion or event. And then we're going to be doing this in a done with you environment. While it's not one-on-one interaction, it's a small group setting, and we'll be basically presenting information and in the intensive, giving you worksheets and homework, and then actually reviewing it later in the week. And you'll have a whole 12 weeks to get the work done. It's designed to help keep you on pace and keep you on track and moving forward in a timely pace, so that by the time that you're done with the workshop, we'll be hitting early summer, you'll be ready for holiday promotions, and you're going to be like rock solid and have all your things planned out, but also be making money right away. Because at the end of the day, my mission is to help designers on a continual basis start to add $10,000 a month in revenue to their sales. So if you're interested in applying for this intensive, it is by application only. It doesn't necessarily matter what size of business you have, but ideally you have, in the very least, a website and a cohesive branding and basically something to sell, which is good. And many people are joining us who were really interested in joining our SOS accelerator, but weren't quite there yet. And so this is a great opportunity for those of you who are really trying to pick up sales, get to the next level, move your business forward really quickly, and get some work done and get feedback, direct feedback on your business with our coaches. So if you'd like to apply, you can head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/train-my-customers. That's flourishthriveacademy.com/train-my-customers. You'll fill out a quick application, and then we'll jump on the phone with you and talk to you a little bit more about the workshop and get you enrolled. We only have very limited spots left. We're already about halfway filled. So I want to make sure that if you're interested in doing this, that you jump on this right away. So I want to dive into today's episode about how you can bring money into your business really quickly. And this all started because a year and a half ago, I was shopping downtown in Soho at this store that I really like called Veronica Beard. And they had this metallic, rose gold metallic leather jacket. I was obsessed with it. I loved it, but it was $1,700. And the salesperson said, maybe it was $1,700 marked down like 25%, which is still over $1,000. And I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. It's kind of expensive. And I'm not sure, like, this is sort of like a fashion-y piece. I'm not sure that I'm willing to invest that kind of money in a leather jacket that's kind of trendy. I really look at it as a staple item. I've been wearing it a ton. The salesperson reached out to me. She's like, you know what? I think we're going to have markdowns. This was around the holiday season. I think we're going to have another set of markdowns in a couple weeks. If it's still left, would you like me to reach out to you? And I said, absolutely, please do. And 100% if it goes to 50% off, because then it would be worth it to me. So the salesperson followed up and I ended up going in and buying the jacket. I was super stoked and ended up picking up a few other things that had gone to 50% off. And she kept my number on file. And out of the blue, she had seen me eyeing a few pieces, a menswear jacket and this beautiful cargo colored jacket with floral embroidery on it. But I just spent a hefty chunk of change and it was still cold in New York. I wasn't ready to buy my spring clothes yet. And she kept my number and several months later reached out to me and said to me, Tracy, I have some great pieces. They just went on markdown. We're having like a flash sale. And this isn't just the purpose of this is not just to talk about things going on sale, because you'll see what I mean in a minute. But I have some really great items. Plus, we got some new things in. Do you want me to just send these to you? You can give me your card. I won't charge it. You can try them on if you can't come in and keep what you want and return the rest. And whatever you don't want, I will return and just charge your card for whatever you keep. I was so like blown away. And here's the reason why. It's very rare in this day and age that you get that level of service. They were willing to basically take my card and messenger me clothing without charging me in advance so I could try it on and then pick it up the next day, whatever I didn't want. And I love this. I was like so obsessed with it because I'm busy and I do a lot of photo shoots. And while I try to shop in my closet, a lot of times, you know, I wear the same thing over and over again, and I want to look fresh and I want to look new. And I want to make sure that the things that I'm wearing, you know, the video content that I'm creating and the photo shoots that I do for branding, that I have a fresh look every single time. And so I was just coming up on a photo shoot and I said, yes, I loved a couple of the pieces. One of them had pearl buttons. I was just obsessed and I was stoked. So a couple months later, another message from her. We just got some really great stuff. All brand new. There's a few things I think you would really like. Is there anything in particular you're looking for? So she sent me a couple pictures of the things that I like was obsessed with again, because I love this brand. And I also said, I'm looking for some black tops. Can you send some things over? So she sent me 3 bags of clothing. I ended up only keeping like 5 things, but at the end of the day, it was so easy. And then again, I told her, let me know when you have the cheetah pants in or whatever. They were getting some leopard pants in that I saw on another site. And she's like, I will do. And I realized I hadn't heard from her. So I reached out and I said, hey, any chance you have those pants? She's like, you know what? I left Veronica Beard. I live far away and I decided to get a job closer to home. And it was sad because I love the company, but it was just too far away. But she connected me with someone else who reached out to help me with the shopping. Sent me once again, a bunch of things. I ended up getting some brand new things and an amazing yellow jacket that I've worn on several speaking gigs. And so the point of me telling you this story is to not walk you through the inventory in my closet, but to show you how easy it is when you have the right customers, when you make their life easy, it is to make a sale. These people made, I hate to admit this, but I'm going to just for purpose of this story, made thousands of dollars off me over the course of a year and a half just by personally reaching out to me. Now, in one instance, I had to reach out to them, but only because I was thinking about those pants and I didn't end up keeping them. But at the end of the day, the rest of it was really from a place of service. And there's another company that I have a salesperson who does something similar to me. She shares with me when they're having events and special offers, but also when they get new product. And I have to say, this has been like a saving grace because I moved to an area of town where it's not close to the stores that I love. And I love a more intimate shopping experience and not shopping at a mall, which I live across a mall now. And it's been really helpful. And so most of the people who buy from independent jewelry brands have the same kind of philosophy about shopping. They want that exceptional level of service. And it doesn't matter if you're selling $100 pieces of jewelry or $5,000 pieces of jewelry or $20,000 pieces of jewelry. It's your ability to connect with your customers and deliver this exceptional service that is going to make you money. So here's the tip for you. If you want to make money really quickly in your business, reach out to your customers. Shoot them a text, super casual. Send them an email, super casual. We gave some exact scripts of things that have worked for me in my business in our SOS workshop, and we're going to be delivering those same scripts in this 12-week intensive to make it really easy for you. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. But I want to highlight this with another kind of story of something very similar. I was listening to a podcast last week about, and the founder of Books, the flower brand, was getting interviewed. They're now a multi-million dollar company. But the first year in business, the guy was like seriously bootstrapping it. He didn't have money for advertising. He didn't have money for promotions and marketing. And so what he did, instead of trying to spend all this money on ads because he didn't have it, he created a list of 1,700 people from his personal network and kept building it from through LinkedIn and through his personal email list, sent out 1,700 personalized emails, individual emails, not putting them into a marketing CRM, to make $1.7 million in his first year in business. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because this strategy is so simple, but it's really about making it easy for people and not being pushy. So I want to tell you the story of Kelly. I'm not going to give her last name because of privacy purposes, but she was in our workshop and we gave her the strategy. And she looked at me. We asked everyone to raise their hands who was willing to do it. In the beginning, only 20% of the room raised their hand, which I thought was interesting. And so we're like, okay, Melissa Camilleri, Anna Sitch, and I were like, why not? What's holding you back? Why don't you want to do this? And they're like, oh, well, I'm just worried. Like, and Kelly was one of the first people to rebuke this. And Kelly, if you're listening, you know, no one knows your last name, so no worries. But, you know, I'm laughing as I was thinking some of the things that were coming out of your mouth. It was like, what if they never buy from me again? What if they feel like I'm bugging them? What if they don't respond? What if they it gets awkward because they don't want it because it's a personal family member of mine? The items aren't listed on my website yet, like, so they can't buy it. And we're all like, dude, send her an invoice, send a screenshot of the picture. You have pictures of your jewelry in your Dropbox already. Their pictures are already photographed. Why does it need to be listed on the website to make a sale? It doesn't. And these are the kinds of hangups. Raise your hand right now if you say those same things to yourself. What if I'm bugging them? And I'm telling you, you are not bugging people if you're coming from a place of service. So my challenge to you is to message. Mother's Day is coming up. Make a list of all the husbands of mothers you know, especially if you have a product that's suitable for Mother's Day. I would make a list of all the mothers that you know that you want, that would want a piece of your jewelry for Mother's Day. Ask them for their husband's address or send them pictures of your work and start sending out text messages, super casual or quick, short emails to connect with them and ask them for a sale. And it's super easy. Just say, hey, I thought of you and blah, 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 blah. I can't give away the whole script but it's super simple and super easy and it will actually make sales. Large, it just like think about the easiest way that you can message someone and just reach out to them. Hey, I was thinking about you. Just designed this piece that I thought you might like. That is not pushing it. When I reach out to my customer, Liam, and who's bought over $100,000 worth of jewelry from me in the last 4 years, it's all been because he doesn't like shopping. When he's left to his own devices, he buys his wife terrible things. At least she told me that. And I make it really easy for him to buy. And so he's always reaching out to me around holidays, around her birthday, or I'm reaching out to him just to say like, hey, can I help you with something? And he's always like super into it, super grateful. And it's super easy for me to make a sale because he is like one of my ideal customers to work with. Same thing with my customer, Felicia. We have a really great relationship. She's purchased over 5 or 6 pieces from me in the last 3 years. And within the last few months, I've worked on several, I think this is my third piece, garnet and diamond cocktail ring. Yes, a garnet necklace. And now I'm working on a cluster ring for her with leftover diamonds from some heirloom redesign. And I have more diamonds. And next month, we're going to be doing some more things. And so these kinds of sales come from making it really easy with your customer. So I'm going to end with one more case study of how this works. Oh, and I don't know if I told the full story yet. So I'm going to go back to this. And if I already said this, sorry, but it's a really good reminder. So we did this challenge in the room in our SOS Accelerator when we were asking people, only 20% of the people raised their hand saying they want to do it. I was circling back to this original story. after we walked them through the mindset issues and basically showed them how stupidly dumb their objections were, because Christine Lupo came up and talked about how she basically personally messaged a dead email list of over 2,000 people and with a Hey Stranger email, and ended up getting over $10,000 in sales from previous customers of hers that she hadn't communicated with in years because she was reviving her business. This really does work, and you shouldn't feel weird about doing it because you're not being pitchy. You're just trying to be of service. How can you help them? So we got about 80% of the people in the room to do it. And then in the end, I think we pretty much had everyone do it. We had some sneers and faces and people saying, this won't work for me. Within 5 minutes, we had our first sale. And I think we had, actually, I think within 5 minutes, we had our first sale. I think within like 10 or 15 minutes, we had at least three sales. Within 3 hours, we had over $17,968 in sales. And within 24 hours, even the most cynical people who said, this will not work for me, had sales within 24 hours. And we sold over $25,000 in jewelry that day within a 24-hour period as a group. I didn't participate. So if I would have participated, we probably would have sold more. But at the end of the day, this was really epic. And I was so proud. So imagine if you sent out five messages a day to different people, what would this do? What kind of impact would this do to your business? You know, one of our designers, Melissa, sold a $6,000 piece of jewelry. She designs fine jewelry. Christine got two inquiries for custom commissions that were guaranteed somewhere both between like the $2,500 and $3,000 range. And so those weren't solidified, like done deals, but regardless of your price range, you know, there were several of designers selling like $175, $350. Oh yeah, and I want to get this too. And they were upselling in the same way. The strategy really works. And if you want to learn how to tie this all together, please apply and join us for our 12-week intensive, How to Train Your Customers to Buy from You Online. This is a really high-touch program. It's 12 weeks of digging in deep work to help you move forward and get the work done so that you're actually starting to make money. We want you to get the results fast so that you're starting to connect and, you know, generate sales every single day, regardless of your business model. You can head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/trainmycustomers to apply for the 12-week intensive. We'll get back to you right away and we'll jump on a quick call for you to see if this is the right fit and tell you more about the program. We're really excited. We're starting up end of April, and I'm looking forward to supporting so many designers getting amazing results in their business fast, because this is how we do it. Anyway, I love doing this podcast every single week, and I love hearing from you. So if you wouldn't mind, I would love to ask you a huge favor. If you wouldn't mind giving me this podcast, or me and this podcast, I don't know. I guess I'm the signature host most of the time. A little rating and review, whether you're listening to this on iTunes or Spotify or Stitcher or actually on our blog. I'd love to hear what you think about the show. So give us some feedback, and we're going to start reading some of those comments on our program to kind of call you out and get to know your business a little bit better. So thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I look forward to sharing more goodness next week. And if you haven't listened to it yet, make sure that you check out episode 196, the 75% rule. I think you're going to love it.